Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday the 7th of May at 6:30. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking about household wealth and how much money we're all worth, and we'll be looking at a new weight loss treatment which doesn't involve injections. And all the markets as usual, including news that China and the US start proper trade talks this weekend. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that workers and businesses paid almost €29 billion in tax to the state in the first 4 months of this year. Exchequer returns, which detail the government's income and spending, show the state collected €28.6 billion in tax from the start of the year to the end of April. Excluding a payment from the tech giant Apple following the ECJ ruling, the tax take was €26.8 billion during that period and €2.1 billion ahead of the first 4 months of last year. Workers paid €11.7 billion in the period to the end of April, €500 million more than in the first 4 months of last year, the CSO figures show. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Independent reports that on board Planola has given the green light to DAA, the operator of Dublin and Cork airports, for a planned expansion of the airport's existing US Customs pre-clearance and border protection facility. The grant of planning permission by On Board Planola overturns a planning refusal by Fingal County Council. In its decision, the appeals board also concluded that the proposal would not give rise to unacceptable impacts on traffic safety and convenience during the construction phase and would not detract from the visual amenities or character of the area. The FT reports that Washington and Beijing will this week hold their first trade talks since the US President Donald Trump launched a trade war against China that has rattled financial markets and triggered concerns about supply chains. The Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and US Trade Representative Jameson Greer will meet their Chinese counterparts in Geneva this weekend. China said that Vice Premier He Lefing is the top economic official would lead its delegation. The meeting will be the first high-level interaction between the two sides since President Han Zheng attended Trump's inauguration in January. Bessent told Fox News that the two teams would meet on Saturday and Sunday. He said they had a shared interest in talking because the high level of tariffs wasn't sustainable, but he cautioned that the discussions would be an effort to lower tensions rather than negotiations about a broader trade deal. And we'll have more of that in the markets later on.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.